Good evening everyone, I am Kotta Satvik of Defence Laboratory School, Hyderabad. Today I am here to explain you the 7 strategies of Chanakya. Chanakya, also known as Kauntilya and Vishnugupta, was born in 371 BC. His father's name was Chanak and he was named after his father. He was a gem in knowledge. There are several ministries in India at present, like education, home, finance, defence and foreign. But there are several people who control them. But Chanakya was capable to handle all these ministries at once. He even became the Prime Minister of Chandragupta Maurya, the Emperor of India. He was a professor in Nalanda University. Not only a professor, he was expert how to build an international diplomacy, political governance, planning commission, auditing mechanism. He even knew the Samudra Shastra. The ability to tell what a person is thinking very accurately. Once, when he was small, he was playing in a garden when an astrologer came to his house and told his mother that he had a Raja Yoga in future. His mother was very worried that if he had a Raja Yoga, he would forget his mother. Her mother even noticed that he had a snake tooth which was similar to the sayings of the astrologer. The mother became more worried. When his mother told him about the situation, he immediately took a stone and broke his tooth, saying that Raja Yoga is not more than your love. This shows that he was not at all hunger of power and concurrence. In future, he became the Pradhanadhyapak of Takshala. Chanakya even had a thought of united nation with only one ruler. He started meeting different kings. He even went to Magadha and met the king Dayanand. He told him to correct his unhealthy practices and stop enjoying with tax of people. The king became furious on his words and pushed him out of the court. When Chanakya fell down, his hair was unbound. Chanakya got anger and took a resolution not to tie his hair until he defeated the king. He converted anger into resolution. Chanakya was very determined. He started training a kid named Chandu in all aspects to become an emperor. Chandu was later named as Chandragupta. Later, he told Chandragupta to join Sikandar's army so that he came to know all the plans of Sikandar. He came to know that his army was physically very tired by traveling and planned to make his army mentally weak. He started spreading rumors and make them mentally weak and defeated Sikandar. Chanakya was overconfident and attacked Magadha's capital at Pataliputra and got defeated. Somehow they saved their lives and hid themselves behind a hut. There they saw a small boy putting his hand into hot khichdi to eat and burnt his hand. His mother scolded him and told that don't be foolish like Chanakya. You will burn your hand if you attack in the center. Rather, attack from the boundaries. Chanakya realized his mistakes and thanked her. Then, Chanakya made 7 strategies. The first one was attack on the borders. He started attacking on Magadha's borders, on the kingdoms which the king had a small grip. The second strategy was Vishkanya. He sent poisonous ladies to different kingdoms in Magadha and killed the kings using those ladies. The third strategy was spy army. Chanakya sent spies, lot of spies to different kingdoms to know their secrets. The fourth strategy was build a high performance team. In this strategy, Chanakya disguised as a muni and inspired people to join Chandragupta Maurya's team. And in this way, he made his army to reach more than 7 lakh soldiers. The fifth strategy was promotion of eligible people. Chanakya only promoted capable and non-Durgan people in his army. The sixth strategy was Chapamar War or Test and Launch. Chanakya knew all the weaknesses of launch and test. So this time he tried test and launch. He trained his army in very small wars. The seventh strategy was build international alliances. Chanakya made the Kashmir king Pravartak, Yunani king Korus, pirates and many other rulers on his side and defeated Dayanand and plucked out Nanda dynasty and succeeded in making a united nation. These seven strategies of Chanakya made him accomplish his resolution. Chanakya always told, Durjaneshu sarpeshu varam sarpona durjana sarpocham kshitikalena durjanastu pade pade. It means that a snake is better than Durjan people because a snake only bites once, while Durjan people attack several times on you. Chanakya's wiseness and intelligence made him succeed to build a great empire. His hardness and determination made him succeed in his goal. So, if we approach any problem or work or goal by planning strategies like Chanakya, we will definitely succeed in it. Thank you.